Hello and welcome. This is Common Sense Compliance Podcast Series from EFG Companies. Each month we break through the legalese surrounding compliance to deliver actionable information in an easy to understand language for immediate use in your efforts to maintain profitable compliance. I'm your host, Steve Rinal, Vice President of Compliance at EFG Companies, and at this time I'd like to introduce to you our guest for today's podcast, Sean Peterson.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Sean Peterson, Senior Vice President of Legal and Government Affairs with the National Independent Automobile Dealers Association.
Sean, thanks for being here and welcome back. Today, we'll be discussing recalls and their impacts on consumers, dealers, and the overall market. Let me start with a quick review. Recalls are part of the nature of the industry. Staying on top of which vehicles on your lot are under recall and which are not can seem to be a daunting task. We're talking with Sean Peterson from NIADA today to discuss what practical and simple steps can be done to manage vehicle recall compliance. Sean, what vehicle recall regulations should dealers be aware of?
Well, Steve, right now there is no state or federal law that prohibits dealers from selling used motor vehicles with open recalls. Some states have general laws about vehicle sales that you're not allowed to sell a vehicle if it doesn't comply with vehicle safety standards. In addition to that, there are all kinds of various regulations and laws, both at the federal level and state level, that deal with unfair and deceptive acts and practices. So from the FTC to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, state attorneys general's offices and such, they have authority to enforce and pursue actions against companies that are engaged in those types of practices. There are common law actions. There are various actions that state attorneys general and FTC have taken over the course of the last year or so about advertising vehicles that have an open recall. But there's nothing that prohibits a dealer from selling vehicles subject to recall, used vehicles that are.
Okay, well, thanks for clarifying that part. What is the best practice you can share with us today on recalls?
The first and most important thing to do for dealers is to understand what they have on their lot, what's subject to recall. So checking your inventory for recall status, and it's probably the best practice to do that before you even acquire a vehicle. Understand what it is that you're getting. If you're able to get a vehicle fixed that has a recall, then we suggest to dealers to get it fixed before you ever try to sell it. But above all else, the most important thing to do, in our opinion, and the best piece of advice I can give to a dealer is to absolutely disclose the existence of any open recall on a used vehicle before you sell it to a consumer.
Okay. Well, you said earlier, Sean, that there's no direct law, but can a dealer get in trouble for non-disclosure of a recall at the time of sale?
Absolutely, the potential exists. There are private plaintiff's attorneys that are more than willing to pursue common law fraud actions. And if you think about what common law fraud means for the dealer, those type of actions come when you as a dealer are withholding information or intentionally misrepresenting information that you know about a vehicle. So it's not uncommon to see private plaintiff attorneys pursue claims against dealers when they knew or should have known and did not disclose the existence of a material fact to a consumer at the time of sale. Recalls are beginning to fall into that. It's something that consumers want to know, need to know. So if you know about the existence of a recall and don't disclose it, then the potential exists that you may be subject to a fraud claim. In addition to that, there are many of these unfair deceptive acts or practices statutes that are being used by state attorneys general as and the Federal Trade Commission, but also private plaintiff's attorneys for trying to get some kind of determination that your failure to disclose the existence of a recall or your sale of a car with an open recall may be an unfair deceptive act or practice.
Okay. So they sounds like they can certainly get in trouble for it, even though some people claim there's not a direct law. You also mentioned the status of the vehicle recall. Is there a good resource dealers can use to check on recalls?
there are a lot of resources out there and more coming to the marketplace every day. The federal government has a website, safercar.gov, that's administered by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, that you can go to that website, enter in the 17-digit VIN number, and you can tell whether or not a particular vehicle does or does not have a recall, and whether or not parts are available for a fix on that recall.
Okay, well, that's a great source. I'd like to also point out for our audience the importance of having a reliable administrator. Strong administrators that view themselves as an extension of the dealers also provide easy-to-use tools to help manage all aspects of compliance, including vehicle recalls. For example, the EFG website gives both dealers and consumers access to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration database for up-to-date recall information on vehicles, tires, even child seats. Our listeners can access this by visiting the contract holder section of the EFG website, EFGcompanies.com. So now let's talk about how dealers should approach auctions while keeping in mind vehicle recalls.
More and more, many of the auctions are requiring the disclosure of recall status as cars go through the lane. So I think it's important for dealers, as much as they can, to do their homework on the vehicles that they're interested in, ask questions, do research on those vehicles to know whether or not it has a recall. These tools that are available, as you mentioned, through the NHTSA website, through partners and the EFG website and others, can be instrumental in helping them understand what they're getting into.
And Sean, we've seen that with the Takata airbag situation, it can take a long time for some recalled parts to become available. With those extended timelines, is it better just to stay away from those type of vehicles at auction, or what would you suggest?
Well, that's certainly going to be an individual business decision. I'm certainly aware of many dealers that have made that decision that they're just not going to purchase and sell those types of vehicles. But I'm aware of others that have consciously made the decision that they will, because there are so many that are out there and because those parts are not available. Dealers have to make a decision what they're going to do. But they need to absolutely know what the status of their inventory is and provide that information to the consumer if they decide they're going to engage in that sale.
Okay, so let's assume a dealer's bought one or more vehicles at an auction that are under recall. What resources are available for them to replace the recalled parts? Do independent dealers have to go through franchise dealers, or is there another resource, another way for them to get the parts supplied directly?
And I think this is one of the things that many in the public don't understand, is that the independent dealer is no different than the consuming public. If you and I have a vehicle in our driveway that's subject to open recall, we have to take it to the franchise dealer to get it fixed. And that same thing is true for the independent dealer.
So I gather that dealers should do all they can to stay on top of the status of vehicle recalls and address any recall parts before selling a vehicle. But assuming a recall is issued after the vehicle is sold, what steps should the dealer take to notify the consumer?
Well, independent dealers, and a lot of them that are buy-here, pay-here dealers in particular, have a pretty unique relationship with their customers and oftentimes an ongoing relationship. So those dealers and dealers with a service department can certainly make a conscious decision to stay on top of their existing customers' vehicles and check for open recalls and do a customer service type thing and notify them if a recall pops up. But assuming that vehicle is coming in for service, that may be something that they can notify the consumer that, hey, your vehicle is subject to recall. But again, they've got to advise them you have to take it to the franchise dealer to get fixed.
Sure, I understand. Are there, Sean, any potential legislation dealers should be aware of?
Over the course of the past several years, there have been several attempts in Congress to pass legislation that would ban the sale of any used vehicle from a dealer, that is, that's subject to an open recall. NIEA has opposed this for multiple reasons, including the significant adverse impact that it will have on consumers. There was a study that J.D. Power did a couple of years ago that determined that if that type of legislation was to pass, consumers' trade-in value will diminish significantly, on average, of $1,200 upwards of $500 or $5,000. But if you think about it, if that type of legislation passed, the dealer wouldn't be able to do anything with the car at all. So the likelihood of them taking that vehicle in and trade, not being able to dispose of it either at a retail sale or a wholesale sale, probably makes that car not have any value in that dealer's eyes.
Yeah, I hope Congress does not go down that path. What resources does NIADA provide dealers to stay on top of vehicle recall regulations?
We have published this best practices set of guidelines for our dealers. We reiterate that every time we talk about used motor vehicle recalls. This has been a hot topic for us at our past conventions. It's an issue that as I go to state conventions and talk about this issue, we certainly advise dealers on that. We also have information up and various education sessions on this topic on our NIADA TV website. I encourage dealers to check that out. And this will be a continuing topic for us at our National Policy Conference in Washington, D.C. in September.
Yeah, it's definitely an ongoing issue, and it's good to keep all that information up and ready for our dealers. Is there a final tip that you can share on compliance?
I think the phrase that I would use is know and disclose.
Yeah.
Know what's in your inventory and disclose the recalls to your consumers.
Yeah, I think we made it really clear today the importance of disclosing. So I would also add, make sure that checking for open recalls is part of your documented process. So, and use a checklist or some form to make sure it happens, and try to inspect your process to ensure compliance. Sean, if our audience wants more information on NIADA, where can they go?
They can go to www.niada.com.
That's great. Thank you again, Sean, for being here. And for our audience, thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you heard, please rate us in Google Play or iTunes Store, and be sure to subscribe to hear more Common Sense Compliance. For more information on these topics and more, visit EFGintelligence.com.
An EFG Production.